Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
DUI education program and 2 years of supervised probation for throwing a chair from a rooftop bar in April, almost hitting two police officers on the ground. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Winter weather advisory for Richland, Iowa, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties from 6 a.m. tomorrow through midnight. Clouds thicken tonight with a low of 15. Breezy and cloudy tomorrow with snow moving in by the morning, mixing with freezing rain in the afternoon, turning to all rain in the evening with a high of 36. Light rain and fog possible tomorrow night with a low of 32. And cloudy and mild on Sunday. Light rain showers are possible late Sunday night with a high of 42. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 13 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
If we make it through December, God bless. evening and welcome to High School Basketball on WRCO. Coming up in a moment, we'll take you to Platteville High School Gymnasium, where the Hillmen will be hosting the Richland Center Hornets in area boys basketball. This is the pregame show. It's sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports. We'll look at the schedule and converse with Brian Poles, head Richland Center basketball coach, in a moment.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Girls basketball games in the area tonight. Westby is at Viroqua, Mauston at Wisconsin Dells, Sauk Prairie at Mount Horeb, and Baraboo at Reedsburg. Boys basketball, Lodi at Wisconsin Heights. Ridge and Valley action, Wazika Steuben at DeSoto, Lafarge at Kickapoo, North Crawford at Seneca, and Ithaca at Weston. Sparta travels to Baraboo. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsboro at Oneewoc Center, New Lisbon at Royal, Cashton at Nisida, Bangor plays at Brookwood. In the SWAL, Iowa Grant at Boscobel, Riverdale visits Southwestern, Mineral Point is at Darlington. Dodgeville travels to Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Lancaster, and Richland Center at Platteville in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference.
Christmas isn't about candy canes or lights all aglow. It's the hearts that we touch and the care that we show. Show your love with a festive fresh centerpiece from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Order now for best selection. May every little thing from your wish list come true this season. Merry Christmas from all of us at Robin's Nest, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 608-383-1616.
Richland Center coach Brian Poles joins us. Brian, looking back at Wisconsin Heights, what were some good things you took from that game?
Well, I thought there were definitely stretches where we played pretty well. I thought the first half, our three-quarter court, 2-2-1, the pressure we tried to put on them was pretty effective. And then, you know, they got comfortable with it in the second half and did a better job of trying to keep it out of the spots we wanted them to get into. I think they did go to those right spots. We had opportunities to trap in that first half. They did a better job with that. You know, we got out to a really nice lead there, and then, you know, they whittled away. They came back and made a game of it. I think for us, it's just continuing the consistency, and when you have an opportunity to put away a team in that situation, you know, we want to be more consistent to be able to do that. But regardless, like the improvement, we're not shooting the ball the greatest, you know, from outside the paint. So we're talking about what's our shot selection there. And I think it's been okay. You know, we just have been a little unlucky in missing some of those open jumpers. So those are the things that we were talking about coming out of the Heights game.
Obviously, you like those three-point baskets, but also the inside game, I know you like to work that in there. I thought that was improved the other night, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was a focus, you know, with the scouting report with Wisconsin Heights. We had size advantage at a number of different spots, and that's just how we're going to be successful this year with our size inside. We've got a number of guys that, you know, depending on the opponent, we're going to have a size advantage. So not necessarily having to, you know, force it, but we need to play through the post. We need to get a post touch. If we get our opportunities at the rim, we'll take it. But that's where I was just talking about, you know, shot selection and that three-point percentage. That's going to improve our three-point percentage. If we play inside out, you know, we're going to be able to toe the line and get an open look if we play through our big guys.
Brian Poles, our guest here on the pregame show. We'll have more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hill Point is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
Ryan, as you look at the game with Platteville, what do you expect from this team this year?
Well, you know, Platteville still returns quite a bit from a very good, sectional semifinal or sectional final team last year. The conference MVP is back. Lucas Ludlam is a guard player for them. He's a fantastic player. They have another all-conference player coming back. They did lose a lot of their size. They're going to want to play really fast. They're going to pick us up full court. They're going to mix it up between full court man, full court run and jump. So we've been talking about and working on how we handle that. It's going to be a big key in the game if we can over the course of the entire game handle that pressure and be able to get it into a half court. That's going to determine where we're at coming down the stretch there in the second half. So we got to withstand that. They're going to want to run in transition. So we've got to be ready for that transition defense. Overall, they're going to throw a number of kids at us, just kind of waves, and we've got to be able to play at our pace and not let them speed us up. So definitely, one more practice before to prepare, and those are the things we're working on.
Well, when I think of Platteville teams through the years, Brian, I think about them being real physical, and I'm thinking the Hornets can probably hold their own against a physical team this year, can't you?
We can. We definitely can, and I think that, size-wise, we match up really well with them. I think we're going to have some advantages. Not to say that they're not physical, because they definitely are. We're going to have some height advantages, but they are going to be just as physical as in intense, and especially on the perimeter. They do a really good job of pressuring the basketball, whether that's in the full court or even in that half court. So we've got to be smart with that. We've got to use our cues, and if they're overplaying, we got a backdoor. We have to be smart with those passes. Live ball turnovers, they get out in transition. That's what they're looking for. So going to be a big key for how well we can protect that basketball.
It's hard to believe it's your only conference game before the first of the year. So you got a lot of time to think about the next one, and then the flurry of games in January and February in the conference, right?
Of course, yeah. Once the page turns on the new year, it's going to, be pretty consistent with the conference game. So having this one and the prep time leading up to it, I like it. We'll see how it ends up tomorrow because Platteville's a really good team. But I think we're going to be prepared for what they are going to try to do. It's just a matter of us, being ready and executing it. And then we get a little bit of a break before coming back in, and it's going to start right away. I think January 2nd we start right away with River Valley. So take advantage of the break. We'll have a couple of games over the holiday, but then really be ready to jump back into the conference.
When I think about home court advantages, it used to be Dodgeville's home gym was, really a home court advantage for them, and that small one. But Platteville's kind of got that now, that small gym where it's really loud, right?
It's loud. The ends are a little tight. And as a shooter, we've talked before about our home court and just our advantage. Having that area behind the baskets can be a little bit different and throw off a shooter. For a shooting gym, there's nothing better than those nice tight spaces. They use that to their advantage. It feels tighter. So when they go out and pressure you and that, the students are right on top of you, it's a fun environment. And so a Friday night conference game on the road, it's going to be a really great environment.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck against Platteville.
Thank you.
Ryan Pauls, Richland Center boys basketball coach here on our pregame show. For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic blue and white spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree, and kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Five-O coach Mike Hoosier joins us here on WRCO's pregame show. Well, Mike, I see you come in at 1-1. How's the team been playing early on?
Yeah, I think, Phil, it's been about how it should be this early in the season. We played two really good teams. You know, the Bells, we played them last Thursday. We were both ranked in the top 10 in Division III, and Columbus was just outside of it. And then they beat us on Saturday by 5, and now they're in the top 10. And two outstanding early season games, and I think you schedule those to find out a little bit about yourselves. We knew coming into this season with some of the graduation losses we had that there was some questions that we had, but we also knew we had some answers, and I think some of the questions that we had, we found some answers to, and then in some other regards, more questions came up. So it's right where it should be at this point.
Well, you return the player of the year from last year. I'm guessing, you know, you can build a team around that pretty well, can you?
Yeah, that's a good starting point, right? And with Lucas Ludlum and Myron Ryder, two really good pieces that we can work with. But then we bring back some guys that played some minutes, but they're in a little bit different roles this year than they were last year. So that growth process, the continuation and evolution of the team, is exciting to see and will be throughout the course of the year. We're really in the early stages of this, but as you mentioned with Lucas and Myron, it's two pretty good pieces to have to work with.
You represented the conference well in the postseason last year. How important was that tournament run for the program?
Well, it was vital. And when I say vital, the extra practice time that you get for the younger kids was really good. And then just to experience that deep run to get that far, and it was really exciting, I think, not just for the high school kids, but our youth program as well. And so, you know, it was one of those seasons where we had talent, but that group really came together, and unfortunately, we came up 4 points short in that sectional final, but I think it was a little bit with this particular group. She came in really focused this summer and have been early on in the season, so hopefully that continues to cultivate our program and a lot of growth. But this year we've got 55 young men, 9 to 12, playing basketball, which is great. Presents some logistical challenges. And in my time here, it's the first time we've had 14. So we feel good about that, but it does create some logistical challenges with faith and just making sure everybody has the opportunity so they can continue to develop.
Well, with Andy Manassa stepping down, I guess you're kind of the dean of the conference now. How do you see the league?
Well, I don't know about that, Phil. Brian's been around a long time now. He took a little bit of a break, and Luke Thatcher and Matt McGraw have been around a long time. Brian, Coach Knapp at Lancaster, has been there a while. So, you know, I do think that is the one thing that's nice about our league is we've had continuity with the coaches. We all know each other and competitive every night. I think last year the league was fairly young. Maybe with the exception of us, so to speak, we started 4 seniors. I think Lancaster, Center, River Valley, you know, on paper, are going to be in the thick of this. With that being said, I think Dodgeville, us hopefully too, will be in the thick of it. So, Phil, it's going to be interesting each night, I think, to take a look at the scores. And early in the season, this is a blueprint of everybody, right? And I think the second time through, you'll have a more, a better idea of what teams will be like. And knowing the quality of coaches we have in our league, if somebody gets off to a little bit of a shaky start, you know they'll get better as the year goes on. So to give you a prediction, I don't have one. I just hope that we're able to put ourselves in a position to compete every night, and then we'll see where it shakes out after that.
What do you think about the Richland Center team? How do you match up, Mike?
Well, I know size-wise we don't. They're big, and I told Coach Pauls that before the game. They're huge, like 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". Jeff is 6'1". So in that regard, I'm not sure we do. Now, we are fast, we're athletic, and we can shoot. But what I've been very impressed with when I watched them on film is I think they're really starting to form an identity of how they want to play. And that's always been a staple with Brian. I think he gets his team to play a certain way, so you know what to expect. They're always going to play hard. They're always going to compete. Maybe they might turn it over a little more than he maybe would like watching them on film, but I think that will get cleaned up as the kids continue to improve throughout the season, and they're still relatively young. So hey, we're excited to just play a game. We've only played two, and Brian's doing a great job with them, as he always does.
Always a pleasure to come down here and see you guys, and I know it'll be a good game, Mike. Good luck this season.
Well, thanks, Phil. Great to see you. Happy holidays, and of course, safe travels, and a big thank you for all the coverage you do in Southwest Wisconsin, not just with Richland Center, but all the schools. And I do listen to you guys occasionally in the morning, and you do a great job.
You don't learn anything.
It's always entertaining. I'm not going to say I learn anything, but it's always entertaining, which is why I continue to turn it on.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care, Phil.
Mike Hoosier joining us on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
High school. Hello, everyone. Varsity basketball right around the corner. Prior to that time, we'll join the Platteville High School Pep Band for the playing of tonight's national anthem. Prior to game time between Richland Center and Platteville. The early game saw Platteville win the JV game 52-13, the final score. The teams getting set to be introduced here for the folks that have gathered at Platteville High School. First of all, for the Richland Center Hornets tonight, number one, a 6-foot sophomore, Jaden Sheff. Number three, 5'11 junior, Brady Dosh. Number 40, 6'8 senior, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, 6'6 junior, Liam Fingerson. And number 44, 6'4 senior, Wes Bosworth. Starting for Platteville tonight, on the other side, looking at number one, Myron Ryder, 6-foot junior. Number three, Jerron Blevins, a 5'8 junior. Number 12, Lucas Ludlam, a 6'3 senior. Number 13, Trenton Mum, who is a 6'1 senior. And number 24, 6'5 senior, Eli Langmeyer. Those are the starters. We'll get it going for you on the radio next from WRCO Sports.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Buying a new home, selling, refinancing? You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
We're underway. The tip control by Platteville and the ball out of bounds here on the near side. So the Hornets will get the ball, it looks like, and they'll face a little bit of backcourt pressure, which I'm sure they will throughout the night tonight. Pass comes in to Jaden Shep. Brings along the near side, now knocked away in the backcourt, picked up by Shep. Myron Ryder right on the defense. Back it goes to Dosh, and that's 10 seconds. Hornets did not get it across in 10, so it comes back to Platteville at the half-court line. Platteville will put it in play. Just underway from Platteville, the Hillmen coming in at 1-1. Both teams their first conference game tonight. The Hornets 2-2 overall. Pass goes right side. Moving in is Ludlam. Throws left side, threw it away. Unforced turnover, and the Hornets will get it back. In some real tight pressure in the backcourt. Bosworth to Jaden Shep, and Shep will run it up across the half-court line. Moves on the far side, keeps the dribble, back to the near side. Liam Fingerson. Fingerson parks the waters, drives, and scores! That's what he did well the other night in the game against Wisconsin Heights. Hornets go up 2-0. Ball comes up the sideline, and Lucas Ludlam will take over at point guard. Ludlam fires to the high post. Langmeier to Ludlam. Give and go. Knocked away by Dosh. Hornets get it back, and now a 3-on-1. Dosh speeds into the right side and scores. Make that 4-0. Richland Center just underway in the ball game. Ludlam goes to the left side. Mum drives to the paint. Gives it back to Ryder. And Myron will set it up. Backs up the half court. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Up a couple of buckets early on here. Ball goes left side to Mum. Nathan fires back to Blevins for three. In and out. Rebound taken down by knocked to the corner. And Langmeier picks it up for Platteville. Gives back to Ryder. He creates in the lane and is fouled on the shot. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul mark. Hornets, Garrison Weiss. So going in to shoot will be Ryder. Platteville trying to get on the board. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Ryder among the returners for Platteville. A year ago, helped out the cause. Zach McClain lost from a year ago. Davin Edge, Garrison Kashner. From Platteville's lineup. This one in the air, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Hornets. Shep on the timeline, 4-1 Richland Center. Shep brings it back to Bosworth near the half-court line. Bosworth with the ball, dribbles on the right wing. Crosses over now, drives down low, little light of day, and scores! Wes Bosworth and the Hornets taking it right to the hoop against Platteville. It is 6-1. Platteville, top of the wheel. Ludlam, near side, three-pointer on the rim. No good. Put back up, no good. After the Mum miss, Langmeier is fouled on the attempted putback. Second Richland Center foul. This one is on Wes Bosworth. And Eli Langmeier goes to the free throw line for Platteville. This one is good. He'll get one more. It is 6-2. I was a little worried about this game, whether it would be played or not, with our forecast earlier in the week, but glad to get it in. Free throw on the rim, no good. Wes Bosworth with the rebound, and the Hornets take it back the other way, leading 6-2. Up the sideline, Fingerson creates in the lane, now drives it back. Half-court line, Bosworth leaves it off for Dosh on the right wing. Now back to Shep. Shep to Weiss. Gary on a drive, tries to shake the deep, throws it back to the near side, knock loose by Platteville, and a foul called on the Hornets. Some incidental contact, but it was there. Foul on Wes Bosworth. That'll be his second already. 15-18 remaining here in the first half at Platteville High School. Into the game for Platteville number 10, Jonah Horwald. Hornet lineup stays the same. Bosworth will stay in there. Ryder walks it across half court, moves it, now drives, lost the handle going up, and it is tipped by the Hornets, they say, and out of bounds. It will be Platteville basketball. Thanks to Athletic Director Mike Foley, always good to see him. Formerly an AD at Richland Center for a while. Pass comes in play over the left side, Borwald. Now Ryder. Down to Mum, near side Ryder, drives baseline. Picked out by Dosh and out of bounds. Brady picked his pocket, stopped the drive, and almost got the field. It'll be Platteville ball again on the end line. Ryder passes it in play. Ludlam on a drive, back to the near side. Ryder gets a little closer, kicks it back out. Three-pointer is good for Nathan Pump. That'll make it 6-5. Hornets, Shep in the backcourt, slips it across to Dosh, leaves it off for Garrison Weiss, and can't hang on, out of bounds on the baseline. It'll come back the other way, and Platteville will have the ball. No backcourt pressure from the Hornet boys. 6-5. Platteville could lead for the first time with a made basket. Myron Ryder across half court. Goes immediately left to Mum on the wing. Nathan uses the dribble. Fires off to the right side. Blevins. Blevins back to Ludlam. Lucas drives. Now back to Blevins. Three from the corner is no good for the lead. And the rebound pulled down by Weiss of Richland Center. Back to Jaden Shep. Trapped in the backcourt. Comes across the near side off the screen from Weiss, cuts into the lane, throws left side to Brady Dosh, Dosh to the baseline, Weiss, Garrison trying to shake the D, airmails it back to the other side, Shep for three, no rim, no, it's going to off to the right side and brings it off now to Blevins on the rebound. Blevins over to Ryder to the corner, back to the near side. Now Blevins grabs, drives, baseline, cut off and fouled by the Hornets. That'll be Richland Center's first foul. Check that. Their fourth foul, Liam Fingerson's first foul. Trayton Shep is in for Richland Center, their first substitution. Still 6-5. Platteville for the lead. Reverse lay-in by Ludlam. No good. Puts it back up and good. Lucas Ludlam's first basket, and Platteville has its first lead. 7-6. Shep to Shep, airmailing it down the boulevard, and it's saved inbounds by Platteville. Knocked away and then picked up. Platteville gets the steal. Knocked away at midcourt by Jaden Shep. It will be Platteville ball on the sideline as they put it in play. 7-6, Hillman lead in this Southwest Conference game. Early going. Phil Nee with you, our engineer, Mr. Fabulous tonight. Tim Feed, ball into the hands of Ryder. He'll back off toward half court. Screens are set. Now Ryder with a crossover. Throws it out of bounds. Platteville with an unforced turnover. And Richland Center will get it back. First and only conference game for these two teams before holiday break. Here comes Wes Bosworth on the sideline. He'll inbound. Fingerson has the ball. Drives around pressure across that court. Liam takes it coast to coast. Lays it up. No good. Gets his own miss. Powers up, uses the glass, and scores. Hornets lead, 8-7. Liam's second basket. Up the sideline, Mum, and around the wheel it goes. Brady Dickman into the ballgame. Number 5 at the top of the key. Back to Mum. Down to the baseline, Ludlam for 3. Got it. Last year's player of the year, Ludlam. Gives Platteville a 10-8 lead. Hornets push it. Bosworth across half court. And Wes keeps the dribble, top of the circle, hands off to Brady Dosh. Dosh drives, gives to Shep. Jaden, back to Brady. Dosh slices the lane, shot up and good. Brady's second basket. Hornets tie it at 10. Ryder across the timeline for Platteville. Hornets matching up. Ryder drives. Shot of the way. Won't stay. Rebound Platteville. They'll kick it out. Borwald with a good rebound. Dickman, right side. Ludlam backs off toward half court with the dribble. Ludlam penetrates a bit. Fires it left side. Mum to the baseline. Borwald. Back to Dickman. Platteville working the circle. And now Ryder backs up to half court. Ryder yo-yos the dribble. We're tied at 10 here in the first half. Give and go for Ryder. Shot up, no, blocked by Richland Center, out of bounds. Nice play, Wes Bosworth and Liam Fingerson. And it goes back to Platteville. The Hillman put it in play from the baseline. Lobbing it in, Borwald. Borwald to Ludlam. Goes right to Mum. Three on the way. No good. Rebound, Brady Dosh. Brady off now to Jaden Shep. 11-20 remaining in the first half. 10 apiece. Drayton Shep on the right wing. Top of the circle. Bosworth. West to Jaden Shep. Jaden got down deep. Tough shot. Fouled on the floor, they say. So the foul is on number one, Myron Ryder. That's his first. Flatville's first. John Blevins checks in, and Eli Langmeyer as well for the Hillman. And Jaden Shep will put it in play. Jaden lobs it in. The ball is knocked loose and now picked up. Blevins almost got a steal. Ball comes right. Jaden Shep. And now over to the left side. Kaizen Schwichtenberg into the game for the Hornets. Holds the ball. Down to the base. Taken there by Fingerson. Shakes the D. 18-footer. No good. Rebound Flatbills. Eli Langmeyer. They'll airmail it to the far end. And now Ludlam on a drive. Shot up. Blocked by Shep. Out of bounds. Off of Flatbill. Wait a minute. Officials are going to confer. And I think the near side official got the right call. The block by Richland Center. And it went off of Ludlam and out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. I watch from the mezzanine. Got a good view of that one. Pass comes in play for the Shep brothers. Jaden from Trayton. And Jaden brings it across now to Dosh on the right side. Brady on a drive. Fingerson top of the circle. Back to Kaizen Swiftenberg. Baseline Dosh. Back to Jaden. Backs off. Three on the way. No good. Puck four. Rebound. Flatville. Lucas Ludlam airmails it to Ryder. Drives on the way. No good. Rebound Schwichtenberg. Hornets take it back the other way. 10 apiece, 10-15 remaining in the first half. Dosh on the right wing. Brady gives to Trayton Shep. Shep on a drive. Euro step low. Takes a shot. That won't go. Rebound pulled by Myron Ryder of Flatville. Both teams going one and out here lately. There's Ludlam. He's from the first row of the bleachers, and a three on the way, no good. Rebound by Trayton Shep, and the Hornets walk it across center circle. The emblem of the Platteville Hillman at center circle, and Jaden calls the fist play right to the left, drives it off to Dosh, just up to the baseline. Brady, free throw line left is Trayton Shep, call for traveling. It'll go back the other way for Flatville, and I think Ryan Foles is going to take a timeout. 9:35 remaining in this first half. 10-10, Flatville and Richland Center. Tonight, area boys basketball on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Welcome back. Flatville gets a shot off right as the game resumes. Blevins is fouled on the shot. Missed the shot. He will go to the free throw line. That is the fifth foul on Richland Center. First on Schwichtenberg. Free throw coming up for Flatville, and it is good for Blevins. Flatville leads it 11-10. Middle point up on Darlington, 9-8. First half. Boy, that's a good ball game. Got number one in the state, like number five in the state, going head-to-head in the swall. Free throw is good. Blevins makes them both, and it is 12-10 Flatville. Hornets in the backcourt. Jaden Shep runs it across the half-court line between the knees dribble. Looks, fires. Fingerson meets it on the right wing. Liam for a cutter down the lane. Trayton Shep, shot is short. Rebound pulled down by Lucas Ludlam. Ludlam across half court. Speed gives it to the corner. Ryder for three on the rim. No good. Rebound, Liam Fingerson. Outlet now to Brady Dosh. Under 9 minutes remaining. First half, Hornets trail by two. Dosh, Fingerson. Left side, Shep. Airmails it back to Schwistenberg. And Kaizen now throws to Trayton Shep. Jaden just up from the baseline. Will drive toward the lane. Kicks it back to brother Trayton. Now to the corner. Brady Dosh. Dosh, top of the circle. Jaden Shep takes the defense up. Drives closer. 14-footer. Good! First basket for Jaden Shep. And we're back to even at 12. Dodger leading Prairie du Chien boys basketball 18-8 in that game. Pass comes in and a foul called on Richland Center. Ithaca up on Weston, 34-7. That's in the first half of that boys' basketball game. This foul is on Trayton Shep. That is his first. Into the game, Nathan Mum. And checking in is Brody Digman. And Platteville puts the ball in play. Digman at the top of the circle. Gives it off to Blevin. Near side bounce feed, Mum for three from the corner. No good. And Fingerson had the ball knocked away and out of bounds. But I think they're going to call that Platteville ball. And again, the near side official overrides. They're going to talk about it. It is. The official has done a good job tonight getting the man with a better angle coming in to make the call, and that'll be the case. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Pass comes in to Jaden Shep. Shep throws to the middle, and it's going to be high and stolen by Platteville. So the Hillmen get it right back. Ludlam, Blevins back to Ludlam. Left side, Digman. Top of the circle, Blevins, Digman. Three on the way, and it is no good. Watt four, and the rebound pulled down by Jaden Shep, and a timeout, Brian Foles. 7:46 remaining first half. Full timeout, 12-12. Richland Center and Platteville on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Oh, we're enjoying some music here. Platteville has a live band with the pep band tonight. Got a couple of guitar players and got a young lady on the drums. Man, they were kicking it. The little Back in Black. I'm impressed. Ball comes in play. Jaden Shep across the timeline. Hornets and Platteville tied at 12. 7:38 remaining in the first half. Pass to Fingerson. They're going to get him for traveling. Caught the pass. He was just a little bit out of step there and getting around the defender, and they call him for a walk. It goes back to Platteville now. Both teams have had their share of turnovers this evening. Pass comes to Digman. Brody drives right side. Clamps, nothing, throws towards the top, and it's going to be tipped by the Hornets into the backcourt. Ludlam picks up the dribble. Now picks up the pace. Goes up, lost the handle, knocked away by the Shep brothers, out of bounds. It'll belong to Platteville. Jordan Blevins will put it in play. Mike Hoosier brings in Myron Ryder. And Eli Langmeyer returns for Platteville. They like Langmeyer's size against Richland Center's height. Pass comes in play, and the Hillmen have it. 7-12 remaining here in the first half. Fairly low scoring for these two teams. On a drive, the kick to the corner. Platteville throws it opposite corner. Mum with the ball, back to Digman. Brody with a crossover, drives low, nothing. Fires back to Mum. Mum across the lane, Ryder.
Reiner backs off toward half court, keeps the dribble. Off a screen, goes right side, and the count is on as he holds the ball. Gives it to the corner, now keeps it himself. Reiner drive, shot won't go. Langmeier put back, no good. Foul called on the Hornets. So the foul is marked, and that'll be Richland Center's seventh foul. It is the first on Jaden Shep. So going to the line is Eli Langmeier. He is 1-for-2 thus far. Free throw is good. That will give Platteville the lead at 13-12. Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth return. Figgerson gets a little bit of a breather and gets some good minutes from Kaizen Schlitzenberg, who comes out for a breather. Free throw in the air, and that's going to bounce off line violation. The Hornets were in the lane early. That'll give Langmeier another opportunity after he missed. So, no free throw there. Langmeier with his second throw, third throw, and this is good. The old NBA 2-to-make-3. Langmeier makes it 14-12. Ball game score here at Platteville High School. Ball goes far side. Jaden Shep. Shep to the corner. Wes Bosworth. Bosworth holds it above his head. Gives back to Dosh. Brady dribbling it. Now Jaden Shep, top of the circle. He drives low, and it's up short. Rebound by Platteville. They're going to go with it. Bringing it left side. Doing what they do best. Now the Hornets get back on defense. Mum. And now Digman kicks to the corner. And then inside. Shot is on the way. Blocked by Garrison Weiss. Shot by Logan Day, rejected. And across now to Wes Bosworth. Platteville by two. Pass goes now to Shep. Shep to Dosh. Brady Dosh, baseline, nothing. Back to Garrison Weiss. Hands off to Brady. Brady throws it near side. Trayton Shep backs off. Drives baseline. Tried to dump it back door. Knocked loose by Platteville. They get the steal. Pass is intended for Bosworth. Now Platteville gets the run of the court. They'll get it to Langmeier. He'll shoot, and he's fouled by the Hornets. Foul will be marked. We're going to get Garrison Weiss with his second. That's the eighth foul on Richland Center. Platteville has been whistled once here in the first half. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Langmeier, 4-of-5 from the line. In for Richland Center, Cutler Palmer. He will replace Straight Shep. And the second throw now for Langmeier. Eli takes aim. This one is up, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Wes Bosworth. 15-12. The host, Hillman, in the lead. And Bosworth takes it across the half-court line. Bosworth, crossover dribble, hands off Jaden Shep. Top of the circle, Jaden. Free throw line left, gives to Palmer. Bounce feed low post, that's Wes Bosworth. Gets free, tries to get a pass in the lane, knock loose by Platteville, and here they go. On the other side, here's a quick shot on the way, won't stay. Rebound wrestled down by Jaden Shep. Hornets doing a good job of getting back on defense. Dosh up ahead for Palmer, ripped away by Platteville, and there's a Richland Center foul. Hornets, a couple of times here lately, have been just a step late. Foul is marked on Cutler Palmer, his first, team's ninth. At the line, Brody Digman looking for his first points. Free throw number one is no good. Ball goes back, and a rebound put back. It is good by Day. Everybody was resting except Logan Day. I think everybody thought that the shooter had another shot. And we're going to have a turnover. They're going to have a carry called on Jaden Shep. After some heavy pressure by Brody Digman. So the score goes to 17-12 in favor of Platteville. And the Hillman get the ball back with a chance to continue to put on the pressure here against Richland Center. Myron Ryder off the screen. Brings it right side. Down to the baseline. Blevins. Top of the circle. Three on the way. Platteville won't stay for Ludlam. Rebound traveling called. After Vorwald got the rebound, he is called for the walk, and Richland Center will get the ball back. 17-12, Platteville. Hornets have given up seven in a row now without scoring. Pass goes to Bosworth. Far side, back to Dosh. Brady across the timeline. Drives, fires over to Jaden Shep. Shep around the screen. Stops, free throw line. Dumps it back door. Bosworth open. Shot is short. He'll try again in the crowd. Shot up. No good. Blocked by Langmeier. Picked up by the Hillman. 4:20 remaining in the first half. To Ryder. Down to the baseline, Blevins. Blevins drives back toward the half-court line. Slings the ball to Vorwald. Vorwald with the ball. Back to Ryder. Ryder backs up toward half-court. Directing traffic. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Everybody clears out on the left side, and tripping himself is Ryder. It's picked up by the Hornets. And the ball is kicked, they say, by Platteville. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Hornets will have it at the midcourt line. Coming up at halftime, we'll talk more about wrestling. Talk about the schedule of events. Several teams with meets tomorrow, and I know they're hoping to get them in. There has been at least one girls game canceled tomorrow night, Iowa Grant, or tomorrow, Iowa Grant's girls team canceling the game because of impending weather. On a drive, shot is on the way for Jaden Shep, and he misses the shot. Platteville steps out of bounds with the rebound attempt. So Richland Center gets it back underneath of its own hoop. And Wes Bosworth will be the inbounder. Throws it into Jaden Shep in the corner. Jaden walks it back toward half court. William Fingerson, free throw line right, puts it on the floor, slices through the defense, and is fouled. Platteville with its second foul. And ironically, they're both on Myron Ryder. Mike Hoosier will get Nathan Mum off the bench to replace him. And the clock has stopped with 3:37 remaining in the first half. Wes Bosworth, the inbounder from the baseline. Wes into Jaden Shep, three from the corner. Block! Oh, Nathan Mum got a beautiful block. Takes it back to Ludlam. Ludlam, near side. Back it goes to Mum. Top of the circle, Vorwald. Now here's Ludlam, and the shot on the way for three, no good. Ludlam gets the rebound, shoots another 15-footer, no good. What for rebound? They're going to say someone stepped out of bounds. So on the save attempt, Platteville went out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Wes Bosworth brings it into Jaden Shep. Shep on the near side. Looks to bring it in play. Shep off the screen. Takes it all the way right side. Baseline. Leans in. Creates a shot. It won't go, but he's fouled. Foul is marked on Platteville. That'll be on Langmeier. That is his first. And Jaden Shep goes to the free throw line. This will be the first free throw that a Hornet has shot tonight. Free throw is no good. Jaden will get one more. Score stays 17-12. Hornets. This Platteville team on a 7-0 run, and that one is good. So Jaden Shep hits the second to make it 17-13. Platteville with the ball in the backcourt, and they will set up shop now as they throw it to Langmeier at the high post. Gives it off to Ludlam. He takes a runner, baseline jumper on the way, no good. Rebound Wes Bosworth. Off to Brady Dosh. Dosh speeds across the timeline. Fingerson, right wing. Liam back to Wes Bosworth. Drives against the double team. Picked off now by Blevins. Jaron Blevins takes it near side, leaves it off. Beating the ball there is Langmeier, and a traveling call on Platteville. Building flip phone scoreboard sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Boys basketball, Highland leading Monticello 35-16 first half. Dodgeville 40-16 up on Prairie du Chien. River Valley leading Lancaster 26-25. Boscobel 37, Iowa Grant 28. Here's Shep up court, knocked away again. Platteville gets the steal. Blevins to the corner. Ludlam dishes to Mum. Nathan's three is good. Nathan Mum with his second triple, and Platteville leads by seven. Ball comes to Dosh. Dosh is going to be fouled on the shoulder on the way by. That'll be Platteville's fifth foul. Ithaca leading Weston 61-27. In the second half. Buck Prairie girls up on Mount Horeb 15-14. And Wes Bosworth will put it in play. Hornets need to get some offense going early on. They led a couple of times by 4 points. Ball comes into Weiss. Now Shep throws low post. Bosworth, he draws a triple team. Wes leans in, tries to dump it low. Fingerson can't hang on. It's tipped loose, picked up by Dosh, and the Hornets restart the offense with 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Bosworth drives, and it's knocked away by Plantfield. Got away from the defense. Scores, and a plus one. Wes Bosworth with a blue-collar effort right there. Gets his second basket, and it is 20-15. Foul is Plantfield's sixth. That is on Lucas Ludlum, his first. Free throw by Bosworth is no good. Does not complete the three-point play. Ball is tipped and last touch by Plantfield as it goes out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball, and the Hornets will put it in play. Jaden Shep fires it in for Dosh. Free throw line right, gives it back to Jaden. With a minute 50 to go, down to the corner, Bosworth. Overload near side, away from the ball. A foul is called on Plantfield. That'll be on number 25. Let's see here. Logan Day, that's his first. Plantfield's sixth as a team. Hornets Bosworth brings it in. Jaden Shep, deep corner. Plantfield playing some very good perimeter defense. Pass inside. Weiss is fouled. Garrison was in the process of shooting, so he will go to the free throw line. Foul again is on Logan Day. A couple of fouls within a second or two apart. And Garrison Weiss looks for his first points of the night. 1:40 remaining. First half. Free throw on the rim and no good. Coming into the game is Eli Langmeyer. He'll go in for Plantfield, and Garrison Weiss will take his second free throw attempt. In the air, it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Plantfield. A minute 38 and a half. Ludlum's got such good speed. Brings it quickly, fires high post. Top of the key, three on the way, no good for Ludlum. And now knocked away and picked up now by Lucas near the half-court line. Gets around the defender, dumps to the corner, three-pointer Plantfield in the good, and nothing but net. Nathan Mumm with his third triple. 23-15, Plantfield. Jaden Shep with a minute 10. Puts a stamp on it, throws to the other end. Dosh looking to the ball, now throwing it into the fingers and stolen away by Plantfield. Stolen away by Shep. Two on two, Hornets. Jaden takes it himself off balance, and offensive foul is called. Langmeyer takes the charge for Plantfield and for Jaden. Foul number two. 59 seconds remaining here in the first half. Plantfield leading it by eight. No pressure in the back.